You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Thursday, May 21st. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 165. That's how many Chinese companies were listed on U.S. stock exchanges as of last year. But that number could soon plummet. On Wednesday, the U.S. Senate approved legislation that would bar many Chinese companies from listing shares on U.S. exchanges. The bipartisan bill would require Chinese companies to make it clear that they are not owned or controlled by a foreign government. These companies would also have to undergo an audit that could be reviewed by the U.S. Public Company Accounting Oversight Board. Currently, China doesn't allow its companies to follow U.S. securities law, claiming that Chinese law bars auditors from transferring their reports out of the country. As a result, proponents of the bill say Chinese companies aren't subject to the same financial oversight as their competitors in America and Europe. If the legislation becomes law, companies like Alibaba and Baidu could be at risk of being delisted. The next number up is $100 million. That's how much audio streaming giant Spotify offered Joe Rogan in a licensing deal for his popular podcast, which is the most downloaded show in the U.S. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. It's one of the largest deals to date in the growing podcast industry. Under the deal, Rogan's podcast will exclusively stream on Spotify, including the roughly 1,500 episodes he has recorded over the last 11 years. The deal could be a game changer for Spotify. The streaming service doesn't own most of the music that people listen to, and that has prevented the company from being more profitable. But Spotify has invested more in podcasts and says that segment is driving retention among listeners. The success of this deal and its acquisition of companies like Gimlet and The Ringer could lead to more exclusive arrangements in the future. Our last number is 15 million. That's roughly how many credit cards were in financial hardship programs, according to TransUnion. Many of these programs allow borrowers to temporarily stop making monthly payments. That represents around 3% of the credit cards that TransUnion tracks. The rapid rise in unemployment has made it harder for millions of Americans to make their monthly debt payments, including credit card and mortgage bills. Lenders are taking a risk by offering payment deferrals. By letting borrowers skip payments, lenders are hoping to avoid a wave of delinquencies. And lenders don't have to include credit cards in deferment when they calculate their delinquency rates. But if Americans aren't able to get back on track with their finances and resume making monthly payments, many banks will shoulder defaults. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a nice day.